On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Yeah, if it's Monday, then it's Victoria Day in Australia.
And Canada.
And Canada. Actually, that's Victory Day. Got that wrong. But she's here, Tori Lagarde.
Welcome. We have new listeners today, too.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
We don't have any more room.
I know, right?
Someone's going to have to leave.
I've handed out my card. I handed it out at work.
Oh, wonderful.
So,
that's right.
Know.
Nice time.
Well, some guy came in and he said, "How do you know so many languages?" Because he'd heard me interacting.
You're a lingual.
Multi.
Yeah.
And so I was talking one of my Russian or Arabic, and he said, "Yeah, a lot of them." And he said, "I just do that."
It floors people that can't do it. It's like juggling. Do you juggle?
No.
It's the one thing you don't do, isn't it?
No, I juggle my problems. Does that count?
Well, yes, it does. It actually does. Those are also sharp objects.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's Tori Lagarde. She joins us. She is a humorous actress at times. She is an oracle.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first woman to orbit the Earth.
And you mentioned a dialect expert. I like
that last week. Oh, yeah.
Look at you.
Well, I couldn't spell delicatessen. So
That's
the way it came out.
Those hot peppers, though. I don't know.
I tell you,
baby. They don't want them.
Hey, welcome to the show. What we do here is we talk about things that are going on in the news, social issues, things like that. We bounce back and forth, and toward the end of the game, we play a harmless little game that you can participate in as well.
Mm-hmm.
And well, that's what the show is about.
In life, I just bring up whatever happens.
Well, everything is life. That's all you can do is talk about life.
I don't want to talk about politics, but I know we do, because that's what else are you going to do? It's so relevant.
It's entirely relevant.
You know,
it's screwing up everybody's life. But,
I leave that to you because you researched that. I researched bed bugs.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the New England Patriots owner, Robert Kraft.
Oh, yeah.
Who makes some excellent macaroni and cheese, by the way.
I buy that brand.
Yeah.
When I choose to eat it.
Tasty. Apparently, he visited, we've been through this, but there's been a development in it.
Yeah.
He apparently visited a massage parlor quite a few times in Florida. Juniper, I believe it was.
Jupiter.
Whatever. At my age, close enough works.
It does. Okay. You sound like me, though. I'm like, I'm dyslexic, so I hope it's not catchy. No.
I'm not dyslexic. I'm just too lazy to come out with the right.
I like both.
Pronunciation, really. Anyway, so he's going there, and apparently there are happy endings involved, which makes it...
That's so unusual.
A sex thing,
For a massage parlor.
Well,
I am so floored.
Most massage places would say, yes, Tori, it is unusual. That's not supposed to be. It's not our practice. But I guess beyond that, this particular massage parlor did offer a happy ending through some of the girls. Apparently, there is some trafficking involved where they bring in the girls, and the girls... You know, they're
cattled. Really,
they're cattled and they're made to do it, and that's not good. Anyway, so Kraft has a lot of money. He's a billionaire. He's in the Trump group of obnoxious billionaires.
I'd be very embarrassed if I were him.
That's the problem right now. What he's done is he said, I am not guilty of this crime. And the police say, well, we have videos of every person that violated this and got the sex on the table.
Uh-oh.
So we've got the videos there, Rob.
He just wore one of those Mission Impossible, yeah, like fake masks that was made to look realistic.
Rob feels that because he has a lot of money that he can buy his way out of anything, very similar to his friend Donald.
Oh, yeah.
So this is this power, have a lot of money, I can buy my way out of everything, I'll just get the best attorneys, and this will be taken care of.
Mm-hmm, it's happened.
Well, apparently, the police have said, we might be releasing the videos to the public.
Robert, on YouTube? I can't wait. I'll sub that channel in
Robert,
a second.
Robert had a little fit, and Robert said, no, I'm filing an injunction, you cannot release these videos. So they're saying, well, Robert, if you're not there,
what's the problem?
What can we show in these videos? It would be so horrible, Robert.
I know. Just a ding-a-ling.
Well, maybe his ding-a-ling will be showing.
I know, gross.
So maybe that's it. So that's the big thing. Look, I don't care if I like the New England Patriots or not, or whether I think Robert Kraft is a fine guy. His wife passed away. I get it. He wants a little doozy-boozy.
He's a human being.
That's fine.
It's possible.
No problem. There are places in Nevada you can go to where that's legal to do. Mm-hmm. Go enjoy. I have no problem with that. But the girls that were giving you the balloon pop there, they've been trafficked in there, and that's the problem. And it's also illegal in the United States and Florida to get the happy endings.
Right.
Your ending ain't that happy, Bob.
Well,
anyway,
it's part of the thrill, I suppose.
Thrill is gone.
You know.
Yeah.
Now it's a
he's
song,
embarrassed.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe he's embarrassed about they'll show his naked body laying on the table. But if it was just a regular massage, Bob, then
they can't show that stuff anywhere. They could probably like pixelate it out, right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, his crotch would have been covered even if he was having a normal massage. You don't lie there with your body parts sticking up when you get. Like, you don't know.
Well, I'm not a guy that goes to a.
Did you ever have a massage in Torrance?
Yeah, I actually had one. It cost almost $100.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a woman, right? And it was okay.
And wasn't there
a
blanket?
Been a little more firm.
Well, this is your business.
See, no. She was just one of those gentle touching ones
like
that women must
touching.
Like.
I like the gentle
touching. I want to get roughed up. I didn't care for it.
Ooh.
It wasn't. Ooh. But you know what? She asked me if I wanted to get roughed up.
Insight into you. What did she say? Do you want to get roughed up? She
basically,
said that to you?
You know what I'm saying. I'm paraphrasing.
Hey, Dory, I get roughed up on the table.
You want your money's worth? So, you know, big cop, works homicide.
You're right.
Callahan.
Where were you on the night of the 20th, Young Torrance?
So, yeah, it was just too. Yeah. You know,
but
gentle.
But you had a blanket.
I need muscles attacked.
I got it. But you had a blanket or a towel over your midsection, I would assume.
Yeah. I don't even think I was all the way undressed.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, if Bob's lying on his back without any towel over his pup tent.
His junk.
Then that's wrong enough, Bob.
Yeah, he's wrong enough.
Seriously.
Go
Pats. I just, you know.
Hey, what about them Celtics?
That's not a sports segment. All right, so that's the Kraft story. Now, the 737 Max sounds like a razor from Schick. But it's the airplane.
Oh.
Had a couple of fatal mishaps. Mishaps.
Oh.
Two airline crashes over the past, 5-7 months of this particular
Is that the one
model.
They're grounding?
Yeah, it's the one they grounded.
Is that the one I'm going to be on next month? That's what my brother said. He goes, you're going to be on that plane.
Sorry, it's been grounded. So,
that's what I
so
said.
No.
Why is he all excited that I'll be on that plane?
Well, if they put the plane back in service, that means they would have had the software fix for it. And you can be damn sure if it's back in the air, that sucker is going to be gone over like no plane's ever been gone over
before. I feel fine flying. I feel totally safe.
That will be the safest plane ever. So how are you, Tori? Good?
Great.
Good to hear you. Let's move on.
Oh, you know what?
What?
Life. Let me ask you a question.
What's that?
You know what I think to myself when I meet certain people?
What?
Welcome to a podcast.
Oh, really?
You're going to have to talk about them.
Because life is a podcast or because you talk about them?
Because
are you warning them?
No, I'm like, this is material.
Yeah, everything's material.
Oh, yeah, but this... All right.
Are you saying to them, whatever you say to me could be public?
No, I just think when I meet them and they start with their mouth and their brain, I go, wow, you're going to be on the air soon because this is ridiculous.
But But not as an identification.
Oh, no, no. Okay. And I don't even let them know.
Right.
It's all it's my like wheels
you're
are turning.
Saying like Harry Wilson at 572 Washington Street.
This woman is lucky. I don't even know her name.
Okay. All right.
I don't even know her name. But I still wouldn't do it.
Hey, I've done a lot of stuff to people and I didn't know their name either.
You know, you never got caught. No body, no crime, Ron. We've been over this. Bottom of the sea is where you dispose of these things.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway.
Right.
Okay. So do you ever meet someone that is disagreeable? I just mean, you know, they're called disagreeable people.
Well, ask me when I haven't.
Yeah, well, they're contrary.
Right.
And the problem is you can say things and kind of agree with them and say, oh, so you mean like that? And then they say, no, not exactly to everything you say, even if you're exactly right. They're only going to give you like 99%. That 1%, like if you say day, it's day out. They say, well, it's kind of getting towards dusk. You know, they have to do that extra little bit to make sure you know that you are not correct. It is frustrating. It makes me insane. It happened to me the other day at work.
Mm-hmm.
A customer came in. The person I was working with started laughing at everything she was saying. And then when she left, he's like, she's the best. And I didn't say anything. I thought to myself, he's going to think I'm crazy if I just say what I just witnessed.
Yeah.
He won't even have noticed it because he didn't. But, oh, I observe this stuff. She just, you know, so you do it, you have these emergency supplies and for that. Oh, no, you know, not really. It's more like everything you say, you just want to smack
very
people.
Very strange interaction.
My ex-husband's the same way.
Yeah.
So I'm used to that. Mm. They can't agree. They just won't say, yeah, you're right. Or, yeah they just won't say yes. They won't say yes. They have to say, eh.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all.
It's their interjecting of their self-importance.
Is it?
You're talking, but it's going to be about me now.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
And I can't, they just won't agree. I can't. Yeah. So this is what you're saying? And they say, no.
Yeah. That's tough to have a relationship with someone that agrees with you ever.
Like, you know,
whatever you say, it's not going to be accurate.
That's right. Yeah. But I mean, to never throw you a bone. I'm glad she left. I hope she never comes back. I'm not going to talk to her.
No bones about her. No kidding.
And I'm not going to get too descriptive because then maybe someone could figure out who it is.
No, I don't even know.
But you know what?
But I know
people like that. You
know people
like
that.
You do.
Sure do.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking about.
I sure do. You know, in your private life, you can pick and choose who you surround yourself with. And not enough people are picky enough.
Mm-hmm.
But in real life, it's a matter of like, you're on the planet, I'm on the planet. That's about all we got in common. Move about the planet and away from me.
Right.
That's my attitude, you know.
I think that was Frank Zappa's motto, too.
So Zappa was on stuff all the time.
You know, leave people alone or something?
Yeah.
I don't know, I saw a meme.
Oh, I'm into that, man. Man.
How can you leave someone alone? Won't you be lonely? Leave everyone alone to live his or her life? You'll be lonely.
Well, you pick and choose.
This is just leave everybody alone. Isn't everybody everybody? What, are you going to be a hermit? See, I like to break down and unpack exactly what he's saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's a general term. Leave everybody to his own devices or whatever.
Well, if you're
going to
be inclusive, like all Mexicans are rapists, then yeah, then
I wasn't
sure.
Even thinking that, but
I mean, that's all. I mean, that's saying that.
Oh,
every human is not to be talked to.
Well, Frank Zappa just said we should leave everybody to his own peace and quiet.
Well, that was when he was high, though.
Yeah. How about if I want to have a relationship? Oh, I shouldn't.
Oh,
or I should let the other person do whatever he wants because I shouldn't interfere with his life. Is that what this he's saying?
Well. Possibly, unless it affects yours.
Go screw who you want, then. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
absurd. That's
what that time period was.
It was that time period.
Yes.
And I'm putting my foot down and calling it out, man.
You're calling a spade a douche.
Whatever, man. Zappa.
Zappa,
you know,
man.
You weren't like Jesus.
Zappa, man.
You didn't know everything. Come on.
Well, of course he didn't know everything. You know, just because someone writes a song and puts it in a lyric and then we sing it, it doesn't mean that it's gospel all of a sudden.
Yes, because that'd be a gospel.
Yeah. Like the Bible.
The church.
Yeah. Just because someone wrote it in a song doesn't mean it's golden.
Speaking of gospel, did you hear about the kidnapper that returned the kid because he kept singing gospel songs?
Well, that would be
I don't know if it's true.
I get it.
Do you get it? That's what you
totally
do.
I totally get it.
That's what the parents always say. They'll bring you back, those kidnappers. So they did.
That's cool.
That's the secret.
I like that.
Try it yourself if you get, you know, snatched.
If I get snatched.
That just sounded wrong.
That did sound wrong. And I won't get snatched, first of all. Anyway, here's some bizarre stories. Hey, Tori.
Yeah.
Apparently, this Dr. Spielberg.
Spielberg. He's saying if things wrong again, right?
This is actual Dr. Bielberg.
Bieber? Is it Justin Bieber? No, oh, no.
No, it's Bielberg.
Okay, never mind.
He's at the Brooklyn Museum, and they have a lot of old Egyptian statues, and just about all of them, the noses are broken off.
And one came to life.
No, oh, that would be a cool story.
Yeah.
That makes this one seem insignificant.
Sorry. Did he get a new nose? Was it a Michael Jackson story?
Well, apparently, here's a question, and maybe you know the answer. His question is, he says that the most asked question he gets in the Brooklyn Museum is, why are all the Egyptian statues, why are their noses missing? Why are the noses
cut off? Because wouldn't that be
off?
A protrusion, and when over the years it just kind of wears down?
Well, that's a viable explanation, but that's not what the guy, the doctor said.
Did he have a dirty answer?
No, it was kind of a very odd answer. Mm-hmm. He said that this is the way the statues were acquired, that after certain civilizations, the noses were purposely taken off.
So they look like aliens.
To make sure that these statues would not come to life. They believed when they made the statues that they could breathe through their plastered noses.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that version.
That's awesome or incredibly stupid, one or the other.
He's been listening to too many Frank Zappa songs, so, you know. Out there,
man. Here's another story here. This is from Santa Rosa, California.
Nope, heard of it.
Have you?
Haven't you? Santa everything out there, right?
That's the problem.
It's not a problem.
See, maybe I didn't hear Santa Rosa, but Santa something? Yeah, now it sounds familiar.
And Santa Baby.
Santa Baby. Again, lyrics you should not necessarily.
Again. Whatever.
Okay. This guy had a fence surrounding his property. It was a 6-foot fence. And he had dogs in there and stuff. And the city, they got complaints from residents saying your fence is too high.
Like that famous singer that did the same thing.
Yeah, very similar. And some motorists are saying they can't see around the corner because the guy had a corner lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they said you're going to have to take your fence down 3 feet because that's city ordinance here in Santa Rosa. And he said, screw you. I said, I'm not doing that. He said, it cost me money. He says, we'll fine you $500 a day for every day that you don't make your fence half as high. So what the guy did, he went out and he acquired some mannequins.
No.
From a nearby place.
That's creepy.
He took the fence down to 3 feet.
Yeah.
And he put the mannequins up.
That's awesome. And
in sexual positions.
Oh, wait, no, that's not awesome anymore.
Well, it's
children,
not.
Children will see this.
Well, you get complaints.
California kids, what are you going to do?
It ain't against the law.
They learn early anyway.
I mean, what are you going to do? Once you have naked mannequins on your lawn near your fence,
wow, what a
doesn't
jerk.
Matter.
He's kind of a jerk then.
Well, he kind of made his point, though, because they changed the ordinance, apparently, because they said, yeah, okay, just. But here's a new ordinance. You can have your 6-foot fence, but
you can't have naked mannequins.
No, that wouldn't matter. You wouldn't see it. But you can't. You have to have it 15 feet back from the curb so that people can see traffic-wise.
Well, that makes sense. Of course, it's
but
a hazard.
Otherwise, yeah, okay, fine.
There's different kinds of hazards.
So we kind of made his point, and I thought, like, that's creative. I like it.
It is.
I like it.
I do. I guess. I mean, it's going over the edge a little.
Fences
but.
Make good neighbors. I think it was Frank Zappa that said that. As a matter
he's
of fact,
the
if
focus
I recall,
of the day, then.
Yes, he did. Here's another bizarre thing. Saudia Airlines was a flight that was taking off from Saudi Arabia on its way to Malaysia as a destination. This mother gets the bags and the carry-ons and gets onto the plane, sits down, the doors close, she's sitting there, the plane takes off, they're in the air, and the mother looks around and says, wait a minute, where's the baby?
No, she did a Home Alone.
she left the baby in the airport.
I'm sure it'll be well taken care of. Saudi Arabia, right? I'm sure.
Right, yeah. The pilot actually, and the woman said, "What's wrong with her? Freaked out.
Mother of the year.
She freaked out. So the pilot called back to the airport and said, look, there's a baby there. We got to turn around. We got to get the baby. And they apparently did that. Of course, people on the plane are pretty pissed. But the question is, how in the
where
world?
Where are your priorities, lady? Well, where are you? That's number one.
How is it even possible?
That's number one. Yeah. Okay, excuse me. Yeah. Is your child?
Yeah.
Whatever else. Like these people leave the babies in the hot cars.
I know.
What is wrong? What are you thinking?
I know.
Okay.
But how could you not even realize until after the flight has actually left the ground and is in the air that Bobby?
Yeah. What's his name in that movie, Home Alone?
I don't know.
That little Macaulay Culkin kid. Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin.
He's, what's his name?
Macaulay
Alfred? What's his name? That little kid. He goes, oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you ever seen it?
Why is it every show we do, we can't come up with a person's name? I got to edit. It's
Fred. Wait, what's his name? That little kid.
Macaulay Culkin.
No, in the movie. Macaulay. His character.
I don't care.
That's what I need. Oh. Kevin. It's Kevin. Oh, all right, I got fine. It in time before we had to stop the show.
I don't care about the character.
Kevin. She's like, Kevin! On the plane to France.
That's a comedy movie.
It's a classic movie.
It's a comedy movie.
Well, he died. The guy that did the movie. Famous director. What's his name?
Oh, please. Spielberg.
No, Spielberg.
Dr. Spielberg.
Those noses, they could breathe. No, it's...
I don't. No, Tori. Who cares?
He does the Canadian people in all his movies. Yeah, Catherine O'Hara.
I can't go through this again.
He died. John Hughes.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's dead.
Thank you.
They buried him.
I didn't want to edit that out. So much trouble. I've already got an edit. All right, one more story for you here.
All right.
Okay, fine. You know the Blockbuster video places?
Yeah, they're gone, right?
Well, apparently there's one left. The
holdout?
The second to
Omaha?
Last. Yeah, the second. Where is it? Funny. The second to last was Oracle. Actually Australia.
Okay.
Australia. There's one left.
Victoria.
There's one left, and it is in Oregon, actually. It's in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
And it's staying up. And it's the only Blockbuster now on the planet.
No way.
And apparently, they're not doing big sales in the videos, in rental-wise.
Right. Pitches? People stand outside, get pitches?
Yes. It's a souvenir landmark. They're buying Blockbuster t-shirts,
no
Blockbuster
way.
Posters.
It's like a museum now.
It is.
Just go visit a tourist attraction.
It's a gift shop.
There you go.
You can't have a tourist attraction without a bigger gift shop than the tourist attraction itself.
I loved Blockbuster. What about you? When I lived in Florida,
I didn't like the
we were there all the time.
I didn't.
How else are you going to watch a movie, dude?
On the thing?
Well, now, but then.
No, then no, that was fine.
Oh, I loved it.
They were very, with the rewind.
You get the DVDs when they finally came out.
Yeah, but I didn't like their attitude before that.
So I'd go movie-less. Forget you.
I never cared for the whole thing. They didn't have a big enough of an X-rated section for me.
Yeah, the adult section. Did they even have one?
No, they didn't.
Gosh,
no, that was in other places.
Was that Hollywood Video?
Well, you have to ask Robert Kraft.
Go behind the curtain.
Knows where they
There's
are.
Like a section back there. It's adult.
It's always
movies.
Behind the curtain.
Who's going to go back there? Yeah. I wouldn't dare.
No, you can't. You can't
you go
show
in
your face.
Right. You go in a special store just for that. If you want that. Then you're all in the same boat.
Yeah.
You don't want to be the one.
You can't.
You can't.
What if someone's in there too? I guess, I don't know. Do you bond? I mean, what?
No, they hook up.
That'd be very cool. Oh, that'd be kinky.
No, they do. It's actually the thing. There's a place not far from here.
So if there's a woman.
Is it an adult bookstore?
So if the woman's really an adult. I mean, assuming this is
no,
a
no, it's usually men on men. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Men on men?
Of course.
Then
what are you
talking
doing
about? In there then?
What? Aren't there's all kinds of movies in there. There's gay movies.
Oh, okay, fine.
I've seen them. I've watched them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, there's
an interesting way to meet people, I suppose.
Well, everyone turns an eye. It's probably not even legal, but everyone knows you're going in there and a little quickie and then out you go.
They're not just turning eyes, I got to tell you.
Huh?
They're not just turning eyes. I might have to say that twice.
All right, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
You know those recycle bins?
Yes, I do know
Everyone
them.
Knows them, right? This is a very common
very
connection. We all can
bins.
Talk about recycle bins.
Yep.
Well, now they turned them over into these big ones.
Yes.
So that they go into the truck and they're huge. But remember those little tiny ones, those little rectangular ones that you didn't leave on your curb?
Yes.
Okay. So people still have them, right?
Sure.
Keep them in your house, use them for
they
whatever.
Never pick them up. They never pick them up.
Aha. Uh-huh. Not so fast. My boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
I was right. He put one out or two out, I forget the story, because he had extra recycled. So he filled up the big one, the one on wheels, and then he used those. Went out to get it the next day. They confiscated them.
Oh, sure.
He's mad.
Oh, I see.
He said they've been in his house for 10 years. He's bonded with these bins.
All right.
I said, why don't you call City Hall and plead your case?
Right. May I explain?
They say city of whatever right on him. Go on.
Well, it's the property.
It is the property
of the city or the waste disposal people. It's not his.
No, but he's saying.
But
he's,
he bonded with them.
He
Did he
said
have dinner with them? I mean, I don't understand.
Well, they were in his home, living there.
So he bonded with them.
He said he claims his quarterly fees over the past 10 years more than paid for them. So he has it all worked out.
Well, that's nice that the quarterly fees paid for it, but I don't think that's in the contract.
It's not. Why did he put them out? It was foolish. We keep ours inside. They're not getting ours.
You charge them for babysitting your bins?
Maybe.
I mean, seriously.
They probably have a reward system. Oh, you brought extra bins. Good for you, you garbage man thief.
Well, he's mad at them now. Well, they probably did take the bins off his hand. They didn't charge him or anything. They removed their old bins.
Their old bins. I don't see the problem. Just say thank you, boyfriend. Just say thank you.
Yeah.
They sell them at Home Depot for $28. You can go get another one. But he doesn't want to pay $28. So they sell the same one.
Yeah. I know. I mean, you can get the bins at Walmart like for $5.
I saw one in Craigslist.
Well, they're not official recycle bins, but it's the same size, the same thing.
Well, can't he just substitute? I would think it'd be cleaner too.
The thing that makes me a little bit awkward feeling is this bonding with the bins.
He was probably joking. Okay. He was probably all making a joke.
Good.
I think.
I hope.
You know, he's just very upset.
No, I think so.
He went on and on. I said, keep going. I have to fill 42 minutes. Tell me you'll be on this podcast. And he understood.
It's their property. They can take it or not. They can take the bins. They could take the big one if they wanted to.
They could take your house. Just be careful. Well, don't cover it in refuse.
Well, not literally, but yeah, right. Yeah. Get your recyclables out of that house quickly. All right.
Yeah, now.
That's a strange little story that you told.
It's life. Remember I told you I bring life.
It is life.
Into this podcast.
It is life. You know what one needs to do? You know, it's springtime, and it's time.
Officially, yeah.
Yeah, it's official. And it's time for us to sit back and reorganize our lives. Now, a lot of people think that you do this at the beginning of the year, like on January 1st. No, you're still putting your Christmas stuff away, which a lot of people don't do at all.
No, I've seen lights.
Yeah, I know. They're still up.
What the heck?
Well, now some of the cities have figured that the pretty white lights can be pretty all year.
That's
so
it.
We'll leave them up as decoration,
yep.
But not Christmas.
They hang a shamrock.
Yeah.
They hang an Easter egg.
I mean,
they're changing it up.
They're taking the green stuff
put
down.
A heart.
But yeah.
Yeah, they're just changing it. Silly. Yeah, yeah.
Other people think that the first day of school in September would be the start to reassess. No, that's not the time either. It's way too busy.
Right.
This is the time,
okay.
Spring cleaning, etc.,
yes, okay.
to clean your mind, to sit back and say, all right, from this point on, I'm going to do it differently.
Okay.
I'm going to maybe organize myself, know where everything is, or I'm going to reassess what I do every day or how I spend my time. It's a wonderful time. Because spring is supposed to be an invigorating frame of mind.
Yes. Okay.
Winter is not.
We didn't even have a winter, though. Did we have a winter? I didn't see it.
We skipped it. They forgot to do it.
I'm happy with that. Mm-hmm. I'm fine. You're fine with that.
I still. Man.
You've had a lot of snow in the past.
Did
you had icicles.
Did we talk about the plowing last week on the show?
Yeah, your driveway, the turf.
I spent $600
right.
in the space of 3 weeks
right.
with no more than maybe 20 inches of snow total for the whole 3 weeks.
But if that's your whole winter, you got off good.
Well, that sucks. That's a lot of money to spend for somebody to shovel snow
away.
But
if that's the whole winter, dude.
I know, dude.
You're good.
It could have been worse. It could have been like 60 inches of snow. Then I would have been like, probably had to sell the house.
Still March. You got to be careful. But clean your mind.
True.
What are you saying?
There have been April snowstorms, haven't there?
Could be again.
Significant ones.
I'm going to get out just in time.
I don't think so. Not this time around.
Okay.
Do you know why? Because
Al Gore, global warming.
No, because that dirty little weasel came out of its hole there in Pennsylvania.
That's not true. That's superstition.
Well, it's superstition, but it was correct this time.
You amuse me.
It was correct.
That's Tony Phil you're talking about, right?
Okay. I don't know him personally.
Pennsylvania, right?
Right. Okay. He came out of his hole, and he said, "Hey, it's going to be a short."
He said,
"Yeah."
He spoke.
So it's going to be an early
miracle.
Said in his little voice. It's going to be an early spring because he didn't see a shadow. I have no idea what he saw.
No.
I don't know.
I don't care.
So the last
plot. Silliness. Stop with the silly stuff.
But anyway, it is an early spring, really.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
So there.
So clean your mind. What were you talking about? Dirty minds, rubber craft, noses. What?
Well,
what are you doing?
Well, what are you recapping?
I am a recap.
So as we said from the beginning.
Bond with your recycle bin and it will be stolen from you.
Yeah, that bonding thing, that freaked me out. Okay. You ready to play a game?
One more thing.
Really. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
I am so sorry.
No, don't ever apologize,
No,
Ron.
There's no program, so I didn't know.
Love means never having to say you're sorry.
I didn't get
thank you, Ryan O'Neill and Ally McGraw in Love Story.
And of course, you know, all right, very quickly.
Go on.
But don't,
I'm in no
don't,
rush.
Don't lose where you were.
I won't.
I used to do wedding videos as a profession.
Many years ago, yep.
And every single freaking priest who's doing the, I call it a eulogy, but actually it's the sermon.
Well,
it feels like a eulogy to me. You know, about how wonderful marriage is when these people have never been married at all.
He was like Frank Zappa.
Yeah. I mean, married to Jesus is like a whole nother house experience. I mean, mm-hmm. It's not like marrying a woman or a man. Anyway, they always quote from Love Story, love means never to having to say you're
sorry. That's bull, by the way.
Yeah,
You should say you're sorry all the time.
So, I mean, they're using that line from that movie in church sermons.
Exactly.
I mean, what?
They're modernizing it way too much.
I mean,
Ecclesiastes. What's the name of that Bible book? Ecclesiastics.
You're talking to the wrong guy here.
I had the emphasis on the wrong syllable. I was just going to say, sometimes when I sneeze,
I love that song.
I overthink. This has only happened in the last few months.
You're sneezing?
I overthink it. And you know what happens?
What?
I bite my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Or my tongue.
I've done that.
Have you?
I've done that.
Okay, I don't feel so stupid now.
I've been biting my tongue more frequently lately.
We're losing control of our...
Even when I'm eating.
Okay.
When I'm eating,
all
sometimes
right.
I will bite my tongue. Hey, what happened there?
I know.
Is
and it bleeds.
My tongue getting
longer? Something's going wrong. Mine's sneezing now. I'm like, how do I do this? And then my tongue sticks out and I bite it and I feel like a complete moron.
Did you think the tongue actually grows when you get older? It becomes longer?
No.
Because all of a sudden it's not fitting the mouth anymore. I've noticed that. Like, why am I biting my tongue all of a sudden on many, many occasions?
I think maybe our jaws are slacking. Slack jaw?
I think
Vegemite sandwich?
I don't know. I'm turning into Mick Jagger or something here. I don't know what the hell's going on. That was a fascinating story.
Yeah. Let's play.
Okay.
All right.
No kidding. Oh, now you tell me and it's not set up. she's still not well.
I will
well.
Tell you what
she's
to do. Yeah, I'm sick.
Well.
I'm not well.
Still not well.
Would you rather?
This is a game that you can actually buy in a store. Why, I don't know.
Just do it online, man. Everything's free online.
But it's a great
game. If you know
game.
How to do it.
If you don't want to talk to anybody, play this game, and all of a sudden you'll start talking
you
to them.
You need another person to play. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just said, just don't talk to anybody. But you have to ask the question.
I don't think I said that.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, I said if... I don't know what I said now. That was a long time
ago.
All
right, Frank Zappa, move
fine.
Along.
All right. We ask each other questions and try to answer these along at home or work or in your car, wherever you may be.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah, think about it. It stimulates the brain.
In a silly way.
Well, it's not necessarily
sometimes
silly.
Sometimes they're thoughtful, but most of the... I got a weird one for you.
All right. Why don't you start since you're
all right.
The woman.
Here's a new one. I mean, not a normal one, I mean.
Right.
Would you rather make one new law of your choice or get rid of any one law of your choice?
I would make a rule, a law of my own choice that would include the abolishing of other laws.
Oh, you're tricky, like the genie, wish for three
well,
more wishes.
Well, it's true. If I just abolish a law, then that's it. If I have a new law that says all these laws that I list now are abolished, that's the new law.
You're so sneaky. You're tricky.
Because I sat back, because it's the beginning of spring, and I thought,
how can
I best encompass everything?
Look at you. You're going to bring it to the game, huh?
I bring my game.
You bring your A game. Bring your A game.
When you have a job, if you have a job, would you rather have a job answering phone calls all day or answering emails all day?
Emails.
Phone calls.
Why?
Oh,
you don't
even
like to talk to people.
I don't mind if they're not next to me.
Listen, I got two words for you. Copy paste.
I got three words for you.
Yeah.
Really copy paste?
Yeah. How much am I going to have to put into thought if I already have a form email ready to send out to people?
But what if there's different questions in different emails?
I forward them to somebody else, right?
That's
can I
not
do that?
Answering the emails, though, really, Torrance.
All right, Mr. Law Creator.
I think that the phone call thing is much better because they're all different. It's not tedious, and you can just hang up when you're finished.
Yeah, but I get angry at people. I have that part of me that I might start yelling at people.
If it got personal, I suppose.
Email, I can try to keep it together.
I see what
somewhat.
You're saying.
Somewhat.
It's so mechanical and so robotic. It would just
you're
bore
not an
the
internet
hell out of me.
Person anyway, yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I avoid it. I avoid it like the plague.
Mm-hmm.
The internet.
Oh, also, I would make a law. I wouldn't take away the law. I would make a law.
Thank you. All right. Your turn.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. No, that's not the one I want. Okay. This is. Would you rather be attacked by two... full-grown tigers,
oh.
or you're like, oh. or be attacked by 70 house cats.
Oh man, 70 house cats. I suppose. The Tigers would do me in immediately.
Even one. Why do we need two? Two is overkill.
Well, one at the back. I don't know. So you can't. So
it sounds like code.
Yeah. Yeah, the cats, at least I can kick and have a fighting chance. But they can leap, can't they? They can leap pretty good.
They hiss at you.
Yeah. I think both ways I'm going to be injured to some extent.
But, that's so clinical. But the both Tigers, ways it will be injured to some extent.
The Tigers, I wouldn't even bother fighting
back.
Yeah,
I got to do the cats,
done.
Too.
We're done.
I got to do some we're cats. Done with the cats that. Will love me anyway.
Yeah, and they could be declawed. Who knows?
Not the back claws. They only declaw the front claws.
You're right. Well, then I have a few seconds.
One of my boyfriends has some very suspicious marks on his neck, an X. He said it was his cat claws that was declawed.
I see. Oh.
That's what I'm saying. How did those get there? What was going up with that cat?
Yeah.
Was he bonding?
I
had questions.
Like a recycle bin?
I confronted him. He had to say the words.
Yeah.
I am not having sex with my cat. He had to say those words to me.
Doesn't necessarily have
and
to
I
be
still
a cat.
Didn't believe him.
It doesn't
no,
have
there
to
was
be a
there
cat
was all this other stuff which I probably won't talk about on a family
other
show.
Animals that
yeah,
can
well,
do the trick.
Not this time. Okay. There was other right. things. So
more than I need to know. Okay. Would you rather dress up like a chicken?
Always.
And freak out doing the chicken dance in front of a crowd of people? Or would you rather...
You say that like I've never done it, but go on.
Okay. Or would you rather, in front of a crowd of people, get up on a table and do the Macarena crazy?
I've done both of those things, so...
I'm sure
kinda,
you have.
Pretty much. I'm going to do the Macarena.
I'm going to do the chicken dance.
I like it. It's got do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yep. I've done it, and it's kind of fun.
I'm doing a chicken dance, and I'll tell you why.
Because you're dressing up.
Because I can dress up like a chicken. No one's going to necessarily know. Even if they know it's me inside, I am shielded. I'm wearing a costume.
But do you know how to do
I'm playing a part.
But do you know how to do the chicken dance?
Sure.
Don't you hate it, though?
It's stupid.
It sticks in your brain.
It's stupid.
No.
But... at least I'm wearing a costume and my face is covered.
How much is this costume? Are you going to pay for the costume? I have all these questions, Ron. Oh, I just, you know, there's point. Variables. A lot of variables.
Actually, if I had to pay for the costume, I think it would be worth it. Because the Macarena, I'm standing on a table and I am doing it. I am
yeah,
totally
looked
exposed.
It's a different dynamic when I'm doing it than you're doing it.
You know what's funny about women?
Everything. But go on. Tell us.
No matter what the shape, build, height, whatever of a woman,
right?
When she dances, she looks good. Men, there are some men, basically the ones that are built like women, who dance very well and are very remarkable,
right?
But that's such a small percentage of men.
It is.
So why is it that
they do the white man dance?
Yes. Simply because a woman is a woman, she can try to screw it up as much as she can, but she will still look good doing it.
Yeah. Wow.
It's interesting.
Because men are shallow creatures, and they just need very little stimulation. Mm. Visual is fine, and they just start using their imagination.
Even the shyest woman unleashes when she's dancing.
Oh, yeah. Well, alcohol always helps that. What's that called? Liquid courage?
Yeah.
Like, that's always a thing.
But even men with liquid courage, they are not going to do that. They will stop at a certain point. And
they shouldn't do it then.
Yeah.
It's not to be seen.
Anybody that dances and does that stupid thing reeling in a fish.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like,
no.
Leave the room immediately.
Oh, well, one guy, you know what he said to me on a date? He goes, I want to unwrap you like a package. I was so grossed out.
Sounds like a UPS driver.
Doesn't it? Yeah, I was just like, ugh, this is the first and last date, buddy. You don't even know that, but it is.
Wow, you even got a first and last. That's pretty cool.
I won't go into the gory details, though, but, you know, there might have been some unwrapping.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
Would you rather type a 5-page essay on a keyboard or handwrite a 2-page essay in cursive handwriting?
Ooh, both sound like effort.
I shy away from effort.
I'm going to handwrite the 2 pages.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Even though I'm a really good, I do 40 words a minute, dude. I'm fine.
That's fine.
But 5 pages?
Yeah, five pages.
That's more time. That's a little more time.
It's a lot.
I can write fine.
It's a lot.
I'm a writer.
Yeah. See, for me, writing cursive is, I don't even have to think. It goes right from my brain.
Is it legible what you write?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I went to school.
Right, well.
Yes, it flows right from the head to the pen like there's some magical connection to my brain. It's amazing. Keyboards, there's still, for me, because I don't type that well, it's too mechanical. There's too much thought involved. Every once in a while, there's going to be a hunt and the peck involved.
right.
But that pen turns into magic. It just does it on its own.
I guess, but you can use autocorrect, dude, too.
Yeah, but then you got to autocorrect after doing the 5 pages, and then it's got to autocorrect, and you got to make this.
You got to proofread. You always got to proofread.
Yeah, no.
Okay, I agree. No. That's fine.
All right.
Would you rather fly or read minds?
I would rather fly.
Me too.
Yeah. That must be awesome.
It is. I mean, it would be.
I still dream about being able to do that.
Oh, me too. Sure. Yeah. Isn't it great? We can start from a standing position and just go boom.
Yeah.
I love it. Like Superman.
Yeah.
We're Superman.
Yeah. I love it.
But reading minds? Then you could know stuff.
You know what? That could be not fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. It would be horrible. Be careful what you wish for.
Oh, man. Can you imagine somebody that doesn't like you?
I'd have no friends. I would have no friends.
I wouldn't either.
I know that.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't be sitting there probably.
Someone's always going to say something negative at some point, and that's the one. That's what we'd focus on.
They're going to think something negative.
Yeah, that's all.
They don't have to say it.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
And even if they say 2,000 wonderful things about you, if they say one negative thing, it's over.
But you could train your brain, couldn't you, to kind of just think positive and never go there? Just be like...
Hasn't worked so far.
Like the lady that came in the store?
Yeah.
If she really knew what I was thinking,
yeah,
she'd never speak to me again, which would be okay with me. I almost would be good if she could know what I was thinking, because then I wasn't really saying it. I'm just thinking it. I'm thinking you're a C word. You know what? I didn't say it.
Yeah, but she could get violent about it if she...
Yeah, she could. She looks like she could have probably messed me up.
So that's not really fun. Yeah. No.
She's tough.
No, that would be a horrible thing on both ends, actually. But the flying... Of course, you have to have FAA clearance and, you know.
Really? I'm so small, they're never going to detect me. I could be shot down.
You could be shot down.
You got to be careful, though, because it's like a drone.
So could a drone, yeah.
Nowadays, you got to be careful. You can't fly things.
Drones are scaring me.
Yeah.
I mean, Amazon wants to deliver stuff, packages by drone. How do I know that's an Amazon drone? How do I know it's in the package?
They're going to get shut down, especially down south.
Oh, absolutely.
The redneck territory.
Absolutely. That is never going to happen. No. Never going to happen.
No. Well, I never say never because technology, dude.
All there's got to be is like a drone within like 20 miles of an airport and they shut down every flight out of there. I mean, it just isn't
going to
happen.
The terrorists are plotting right now. Drone
Absolutely.
Terrorism.
They're just waiting.
They've been doing it for years.
They're waiting for when it's accepted in some area, and then they'll do it.
Yeah, it's already been.
No question about it.
Of course.
No question about it.
Of course.
So that ain't going to work. All right, one more.
Me?
Yeah.
Who just?
I
did. No, I just did fly. I did fly or read minds.
That's right. All right. Here's mine.
Okay.
Here's mine. At work, would you rather perform in the space of a day 10 little mistakes that make you cringe? Oh, I made 10 little mistakes today.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the course of one day, one huge mistake.
No, 10 little ones.
Me
10
too.
Little ones.
Me
oh,
too.
My God, really?
Me too. Me too.
I could kill someone.
Me
How
too.
Would I live with it?
Me too.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. So it depends on where you work.
And who says I don't make 10 little ones right now?
I can't see them.
Well, you're not working with me.
That's the problem.
At work, I make a mistake a day, probably.
You can fix the little ones as they come along. But the big one, that shuts you down. That'll
Some of the mistakes are good. Like when people leave extra change, that makes my drawer over at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mistake that they didn't say, hey, your change. Usually I do, but some guys just walk away. They don't care about $2.
You know,
some people want every nickel.
That is
You'd
so
be surprised,
insightful.
Ron.
Very insightful. No,
some
I will
people
not be surprised.
Want nickels and they don't want dollars.
They're nickel and diming you.
A little.
Poor Tori. Don't feel bad?
Well, yeah, I used Mucinex for about a week.
Yeah. Are you off it now?
I took myself off.
Yeah.
You know what? I took it for 6 or 7 days.
You can't do that too long, really.
And it's breaking it down, and it's still broken down.
Well, takes time. It just takes
Just don't make me
time.
Laugh, because then I go into a seizure of coughing.
Well, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
You've been doing good so far, Ron.
Well, I didn't do it on purpose.
I know.
Okay. Well, this has been fun.
I guess. If you say so.
Yeah, really.
Well, define fun.
I can't. I can't anymore. I can't.
It's been educational.
I am so, I don't want to get into the political thing at the end of the show.
Yeah,
but
we were good this time.
Yeah, so.
Although I never really like to.
Let's keep it clean then.
I like to keep things clean.
I don't know. All right.
He's such a douche. I just can't.
I can't either.
And you don't know who I'm talking about either. It could be anybody. It could be Mitch McConnell.
Brother douche.
You know, whatever.
I can't figure out how this is even happening. I don't get it. I don't understand why one Republican doesn't stand up and say, hey, douchebag, you've destroyed my party, douchebag.
That's why I say, what the hap is fucking?
Yeah. Anyway, this has been fun. She is Tori Lagarde. I'm Ron Van Dam. We'll do this again next Monday, shall we?
Why not?
And I'll be back tomorrow with a normal show. Until then, we wish you peace.
A normal show.